think that's right. I don't think that's quite right. What time is it really? Well, obviously it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. It's true. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And what are we doing? Well, obviously the first thing we need to do is go straight to the numbers. So, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 137, number 171, number 264, number 277, number 291, number 473, number 503, number 806, number 858. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. You also sank my battleship.
Besides, I'm always more comfortable au naturel.
How'd you know I was ever going to be up here anyway?
I took a shot. Figured you had to come up eventually.
And what if I'd come in with your father?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Listen, Claire.
Brandon, would you just relax? I mean, you should be enjoying yourself. Here you are in Washington, D.C., in a great hotel, and you're about to deliver a speech that my father says is going to blow away the room. And then when you're finished with that, you get to come back up here and be with me. Is that so terrible?
Yes, yes it is. Clearly, you can tell by the saxophones that are starting to play. I hope I don't die today from watching 90210. Good thing I'm not actually watching it. What do you think I'm actually watching? Duh. Well, obviously, it's Sky Sports News. It's time for Sky Sports News.
It's Sky Sports News at 5 this Tuesday evening with Vicky and myself. The breaking news this hour. It's our understanding Chelsea now unlikely to exercise their £40 million buyback option on Bournemouth defender Nathan Ake.
Yeah, Frank Lampard's also unlikely to move for Callum Wilson despite Chelsea watching the Bournemouth striker over the past 12 months.
Coming up shortly, we're going to hear from Barcelona's new head coach. That's him in the middle. Did you know him? If you did, you're a better man than me. Kiki Setien.
Reading up about him today, so yeah. There we are. Organisers have defended the decision not to postpone play ahead of the Australian Open. That's despite one player having to forfeit her match due to the air quality in Melbourne. The wildfire crisis that's devastating the country is impacting the first major of the year. Today's qualifiers were delayed by an hour before eventually going ahead. Dalila Jakubovic was left on her hands and knees.
This is not football news. This is tennis news and Australia news. Yes. Australia is still on fire. It's terrible. Wait, get rid of this. So yeah, people can't play. What? Stop already, goddammit. Apparently people can't play tennis in Australia due to all the fires. Thank God they can still play cricket. Oh, what are we going to do about all the fires in Australia? I do not know. I do not know. What a horrible thought. Well, if you haven't figured it out already, today is one of those shows where I've got absolutely nothing. It's another cold day. What am I supposed to do today? I can't remember. And I don't feel like doing it. And my hip hurts. And, yeah, like I said, got nothing. Yeah, so we're going to music, and I think we're going to listen to some Auriga today. Let's start off with, I don't know, Inner Universe, and I'll think of something else in the meantime. Is this ever going to start, though? Because, you know, I pressed play 10 seconds ago, and so, you know, now we just got to sit around and wait for another 30 seconds for the music to actually start, because, you know, you press play. Oh, what does play mean? Oh, I don't know. maybe we better sit here and think about it for a while. Maybe we should do some buffering or some loading or being losers in general. Yeah. Inner Universe. by Origa, and that song was written by Yoko Kanno. Isn't that great? Yes, it is. Right, so now what? I mean, seriously, I cannot think of anything. Of course, you realize this means we need to go to some Wagaki Bando. This is Senbon Zakura. It's a great song. That's great. I do love Wagaki Bando. I don't even have... Should I be in the bathtub? What am I doing? Why am I here? Let's see what Bandamedo is up to here.
Breaking you get.
He's making you get. We'll be right back. Tomato. All right, you've probably realized that I've got absolutely nothing today, and you're thinking, well, Tub, then why aren't you in the bathtub taking a bath and doing dubious bathtub committee? Well, I don't know. I don't feel like it. I don't even understand what I'm doing here today. So I want to listen to more, what is it, Secret Lips? I want to listen to more band Maiko. Yeah, Secret Maiko Lips. This is when they're all dressed up in their little Maiko costumes. I guess they're technically not costumes. Yo!
Yo!
Oh,
Okay. Well, here's where it's going to get weird. And though that was Secret Lips by band Maiko, not to be confused with band Maido, which is the same band, it just depends on what costumes they're wearing. And like I said, it's going to get weird here. Because I think we need to check in with Claire and some cats. See what some cats are up to today. My cat is still sleeping over there on the folded up blanket. She just tucked her head under her paws over by the fireplace, which may or may not still be radiating heat from yesterday. Unlikely, but that's often the warmest spot in the house at night, so that's why my cat is over there. But this isn't about me and my cat right now. We gotta see what Claire's doing. Lulu's trying to steal the brush? What's the damn cat got? Who knows? So we gotta check in with our favorite cats here. There's Choo Choo. He's pretty wacky. There's Dee Dee. He's one of my favorites because he's a ragdoll.
거기서 올라가가지고 목욕해야 되잖아. 이거 어떡할 거야? 목욕한 지 얼마 안 됐는데. 응?
어? Coco's getting his trim. His claws trimmed.
거기 왜 올라갔어? 정복을 하고 싶었어? 응? 우리 야옹이는 산악인이야?
The mountain climbing cat. How does the cat get up there? It's insane.
팔뚝 깎아야 되고 턱 회색으로 다 변해가지고 목욕해야 되고 더러운 데 들어갔다 나와가지고 방치하면 위험해요. 그러다 곰팡이 피부병 걸리면 어떡하려고 그래. 아무리 잘생긴 얼굴을 쳐다보면서 안 된다고 해도 나는 할 거지롱. 목욕하고 나면 대신 맛있는 거 주지롱. 얼굴도 새카매져가지고 거기 이게 먼지 구덩이에다 머리는 왜 집어넣었어 거기.
Oh great, here comes Lulu.
네 주세요.
Hi Lulu.
왜?
근데 목욕을 하면 냠냠이가 나오거든요.
그래요? 자
you
냠냠.
You didn't get any treats. You didn't take a bath.
오, 이게 우울해. 세상에 어떡할 거야 이거 근데. 아이고 시원하다. 이거 하고 얌얌이 먹고 목욕 싹 하고 따뜻한 것 좀 마시자. 오씨 대단한데 그 양이. 넌 여기 있어. 박사님이랑 엄마는 목욕탕 갈까?
Oh,
맛있는 거 얌얌이.
Why would
얌얌이
you
먹으면서 목욕하자.
Why would you brush the cat and then make the cat take a bath? You should do the bath first. Okay, so here's TT watching Coco getting a bath.
뭐해?
Yeah, you better run or it's bath time for TT too.
Hey, 맛있어. TT도 목욕 좀 할까? 근데 코 박사님 목욕해야 돼. 몸에 막 더러운 게 잔뜩 묻어가지고 곰팡이병 생길까봐 걱정돼서 씻기로 했어요. 둔둔이!
Here comes 둔둔이
이리 와! 둔둔이 엄마 얌얌이 들었지롱. 둔둔이 얌얌이.
But Dee Dee, no fool, stays out of the bathroom.
왜 안 들어오는데?
No, there's no pity bath for me today.
얌얌이, 얌얌이.
Yeah, here comes Lulu. Hi Lulu. Yeah, you're an idiot. You want to take a bath?
실례합니다.
물소리가 나는 아름다운 바닷가에서 얌얌을 먹고 있어요.
Anything for food.
네, 이놈.
That's our Lulu.
가서 박사님 불러, 박사님. 흐르는 물소리를
yeah, the cat that she needs to give a bath is not the one that's showing up.
목욕을 하고
Oh yes, so obviously I'm sitting here watching Cream Heroes, one of my favorite YouTube channels in the world, and you should watch it too. Just do a search on YouTube for Cream Heroes, and you will find my friend Claire, and all seven of her cats, and you can watch her as she attempts to give the cats baths and gives them treats. And likes to try to trim their claws and do other wacky cat stuff. And the cats obviously have very different ideas of what needs to happen, but yeah, Claire, she soldiers on anyway. She's just not getting the whole cat thing. altogether, which is unusual for someone to have so many very expensive cats. Me, I only have one expensive cat. And I'm just glad we didn't have to do any kitty business. So let me just tell you that you've been listening to The Dubious. Boy, what a crappy episode committee. A show that airs every once in a while at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I don't know what I need to do or think.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...